You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Archbishop Christophe Pierre, the newly appointed Apostolic Nuncio to the United States of America, says the message of Pope Francis for the American people is the message of the gospel. Archbishop Pierre was appointed to the post by the Holy Father on April 12th, having previously served as the Apostolic Nuncio to Haiti, Uganda, and most recently Mexico for 9 years. In an interview with Christopher Wells, Archbishop Pierre began by speaking about his experience as the Apostolic Nuncio to Mexico.
Well, it has been a wonderful time, a very deep experience. The experience in Mexico has been the encounter with a people and a wonderful Catholic tradition. And I enjoyed especially the way the people received me, in the way also, as you have seen, they receive the Pope, and the representative of the Pope is always, for them, you know, something of the Pope. Yeah.
Can you tell us what about your experience in Mexico will you bring with you as you go to the United States?
Well, you know, I think, we would say many things about Mexican, because it's a great people with a great experience, a great history, very complicated history. But from the point of view of a bishop, for a representative of the Pope, I would say, you know, the way the religion has penetrated into the culture. It does not mean that things are all going well in Mexico. You know, we have many, many problems. But fundamentally, basically, I think the people have this great tradition, which comes from the beginnings. The beginnings, for me, obviously people existed before, but the beginning of the history, the modern histories, from the religious point of view, is the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe to the Indian Juan Diego. This is not just an apparition of Our Lady to one person. This is the apparition of Our Lady to one people. Mm-hmm. And the Pope Francis told us at the beginning of his last trip that this is the foundation of Mexico. And he wanted to spend some time with the image of Our Lady Guadalupe, in order to look at her, but to be looked by her, and to look at the people through the eyes of Mary. This is a beautiful image, but I think it's a correct image in the sense that the Mexican people, in all its history, has been marked by this event of the apparition of Our Lady, which has showed the way towards God, but the way of a people walking along the path of history with a kind of perspective which is God. You know, I think, and this is has marked the culture, the way the people think, the way the people behave. Obviously, things are changing because we are living in a kind of secularized, progressively secularized society, which many challenges, which are the challenges of new evangelization.
And Our Lady of Guadalupe is not just Our Lady of Mexico, but is also a patron for all of the Americas.
Exactly.
I know the United States has
exactly.
embraced Our Lady of Guadalupe too.
Exactly.
Would you see a message for or from Our Lady of Guadalupe to the United States and to the Church in the
well,
U.S.?
Well, you know, this is Our Lady of Guadalupe is really presents herself as the mother of Jesus and our mother. She helps us to discover what is true religion. True religion is really a relationship with God, but through the mediation of his Son. He's the Son of God, he's God himself, but he's man and God. And this is the whole mystery of our faith, you know? So through the image and the reality and the event of Guadalupe, you have a kind of all our faith through an image. So it's not just an idea, it's a reality. And people like the Pope, you know, when they contemplate this image, they contemplate their own history. And this is why I think the people go to the image in order to restore, you know, what they are, who they are, and to make a kind of new conversion each time. I think it's important. The Pope told us, you know, during this trip, that you have all the time to go back to the roots. But these roots are a person.
And let me speak a little bit about your role. Perhaps some people don't know what a nuncio does or is. But I know that Pope Francis has spoken a lot about your role as a nuncio and as the Pope's representative. You mentioned that earlier, as the Pope's representative to a people. How do you see that role, and how do you see it in terms of what Pope Francis is calling you to be
and
do?
Well, you know, this is traditionally now. I've been serving the Pope for nearly 40 years, you know, in many nunciatures. But we are essentially representative of the Pope. You know, we should not forget about it. We are sent, and the Pope is really the successor of Peter, the one who is helping the churches to be united, to be one, with their own diversities. And the difficulty or the challenge of the work mission of a nuncio is to listen, to be careful about what's going on, to understand, to exercise dialogue. Yeah, I think it's very important. And to discover the beauty, the richness of the culture of the people, the way of people live, to help the inculturation of the gospel in a particular culture, to help the Pope to understand, the Pope and those who work with him, to understand what's going on, and maybe also to help the local church to relate permanently to the Pope, not as something which is contrary to the life of the church, but enriching. Because the richness of the Catholic Church is, from one side, being rooted in a culture, from one side, to be universal.
And finally, you're going to be going to the United States. Yes. Do you have some impressions and expectations going into a new country and into this country?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, I'm quite excited, sometimes fearful, you know, because... you know, when the Pope told me, you know, I'm sending you to the United States, you feel a kind of feeling of awe, you know, because you say, well, you know, it's such a big country, such a big history. But, you know, I'm trustful in God and also very, very grateful for this mission, you know, which is given to me. I know that I have to learn, you know, I think it's very important. I have to learn. In the same way that when I arrived in Mexico 9 years ago, I had to learn a lot, and I'm still learning. So I'm sure that during this year, the American people, and particularly the bishops, the priests, the religious, the lay people, will be my teachers. And I'm ready to learn.
And if you'll permit me one final question, yes. Archbishop. You're going as the representative of the Pope. Would you say that the Pope has a message for the American people?
Well, you know, I think we know the message of the Pope. You know, the message of the Pope is it's contained in his main documents, in his many interventions. I would say, you know, the message is the message of announcing the gospel. But also, the way the Pope wants us and the church to be is to be close to people, especially those who suffer, the poor. This is also what I've perceived in what he has told me, and I will try my best to be a faithful representative of the Pope.
That was Archbishop Christoph Pierre, newly appointed Apostolic Nuncio to the United States of America, speaking to Christopher Wells.